Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
Hi, thanks for tuning in to the very first episode of Turning Moments into Momentum podcast. My name is Michael J. Roach, and I will be talking with you each and every week with some of my friends about experiences that we've had in our everyday lives that have led to change and driven dramatic results in our lives. I want to show you how you can take your ordinary and turn it into something extraordinary every single day. Today, I want to talk to you first about momentum and what that means to me and why we're always looking for it, and sometimes it can seem like it's hard to get. And the thing that I've learned over the course of my life is that the biggest reason why we can't capture momentum is because we're looking for momentum instead of the moments along the way that set us up to really drive traction and start us on our path. When you're spending every moment looking for something bigger, some great change or exchange that's going to happen, and it's going to take everything that you've ever known and change it in an instant into something huge and incredible, we miss all of the stuff that's happening all around us all the time. And that's not the way that you really get to the changes that you want to achieve. The first thing that I needed to do is focus on what's going on right now in this second today. What can I do right now that leads to a different experience, a different outcome? I don't need to get to the finish line today in order to achieve momentum. I just need to get going today in order to get to the finish line. And it turns out that the more right choices you make, because your mind gets used to achieving something different. You get used to a different set of behaviors, and you start doing the things that get you closer to where you want to be. So forget about looking for those huge things, those grand opportunities, those once-in-a-lifetime events that most of us never, ever have the chance to experience, and start looking for what you can do today that will change your tomorrow. No ship, when it changes direction, suddenly U-turns and ends up going the other direction. You just have to turn the rudder and you start to make changes and the boat starts to shift. And as long as you're keeping your momentum, you're keeping progressing on your path, then you'll get closer and you'll end up where you want to be. The other thing about momentum is that because it doesn't all happen at once, even if you change your mind and you decide that there's somewhere else along the way that you need to be, that you want to be, that's the right direction, you don't have to worry about starting over again because you're already started. You're already moving. And once you get going, that's really the way that you're able to finally accomplish those things that you've been holding on to and holding out hope for and looking for opportunities and ways to achieve it. Let me tell you a story about my life and my experience and how I ended up where I am today and some of the things that it took to get there. The other thing about momentum is that if you don't ever get it started, then you'll never get it started. It's one of those things that just stacks on itself. And the sooner you start building that momentum, the sooner you get some real momentum going and you're able to overcome some obstacles that get in your way and you're able to start achieving the big and long-term goals that you have outstanding, and you really start to get to the final picture of yourself that you want to get to. And then as you're moving forward, it turns out that that final picture also changes. You'll start looking at yourself and you'll start looking at what you thought that you wanted when you began moving. And you've learned something along the way. You've gained some experience. You've done some other stuff. And you might change that picture. It might look really different as you progress. And in fact, it should look really different as you progress. But the most important thing is that you start making progress. You start moving forward, because that is how you start to achieve anything that you want to get done in this life. For me, I first started noting the power of momentum and how you can use everyday changes, small little instances that you come across in everyday experiences and what happens in your normal, ordinary life that can change the course of everything just by making those small changes, those small choices that begin to impact every single thing that happens in your life. So I was taking some time off from school, trying to figure myself out, find myself, learn what I wanted to do, and reset my life in a way that made me feel like I was doing something that was my own choice instead of the choice of other people in my life. And in that time, I spent a little bit of time wasting time. And I was falling behind on getting to where I wanted to be. I wasn't taking classes in college. I wasn't working at a meaningful job. I wasn't doing anything that was really very good for myself at all. And I was spending a lot of time partying with my friends and just wasting days and weeks and months along the way that really left me feeling a little bit stuck. And as I was making those choices, I found that it was just easier to make those choices, that it was so simple to keep doing the same thing that I've always been doing or that I had been doing for a long window of time because it was comfortable. And even though it was making me unhappy and I wasn't getting where I wanted to be and I was feeling trapped and confused and lost along the way, I still kept doing the same stuff because that's the way that momentum works. Once you start rolling in a direction, it takes an external force, and that external force can be created by you, but it takes a choice. It takes an action to start making change in your life. And I hadn't made those choices yet. I was continuing to just ride that momentum down a hill into a place that wasn't getting me where I wanted to be. I knew that I needed to change. I knew that I wanted to change. I even knew some of the things that I needed to change, but I didn't know how I was going to get it done. And the more that I thought about how I needed to get things done and what I needed to focus on and how I was going to go from being a 20-something wasting their life, working waiting tables and drinking too much with their friends and sleeping in late, not doing anything particularly useful, I felt stuck because I couldn't see how I could get to that end picture along the way because that's all that I could see. I couldn't see that I was the one responsible for putting myself into the situation that I was in, that I was the one responsible for making the changes to get myself out. So all that I looked at was this picture of something that seemed completely unattainable, that I knew that I wanted, I knew that I really wanted to get there, and that was my primary focus, but I couldn't focus on what actions I was going to take because I couldn't get my focus deliberate enough and internal enough and really seeing what was going on in my life to be willing and able to make real changes in my life. Then one day, I was at the gym, I was working out a little bit, and I was just feeling frustrated and trying to work off some of those frustrations. I'm sweaty and I'm tired. And I walked out and I saw a military recruiting station. And in that moment, there were two choices that I could make. One choice is to walk in and see if there's something that they had that I could use. See if there was a way that I could get enlisted in the military and do something that would change my life. The other choice that I have, and the one that I contemplated hard as I was standing there in the parking lot, was just to get in my car, drive away, go home and forget about it. But in that moment, I made a choice because I knew that I wanted something different and I knew that I needed to do something different in order to get there. And in that moment, I finally captured something inside of myself and inside of the world that I was living in that made me have a realization that I needed to be the one responsible for doing something. I needed to take a step. I didn't know where that step would lead. I'd already been disqualified from military service once before. I was not expecting to enlist in the military at that point. I had no idea what the world was going to provide to me, but I knew that I needed to do something. And in that moment, I made a decision that ended up changing my life forever and having a huge impact that I could have never anticipated when I walked in that door. When I made the choice to walk down that parking lot, walk into the door and talk to somebody, that's such a simple decision. It's such a small action. walking 50 feet down a parking lot, opening a door. That is almost as small of a decision as you can make. The result of that decision is that my entire life took a 180 and I'm now in a remarkably different place. I now have a great career. I have a great family. I have dogs. I have a house. I have all of the things that I could have imagined my life looking like at that point. And I couldn't imagine how in the world I was going to get there. But I took that one step in that one moment and I walked in the door because I made a choice to do something that was different for myself and different for my life, because the same actions were driving the same results and I was tired of it. And I needed to make that choice to do something different and try taking an action that looked different than what I was already doing. So I enlisted in the Marine Corps. As a result of enlisting in the Marine Corps, I came connected with somebody who gave me my first job opportunity. As a result of my first job opportunity, I was able to grow into a great career in investment banking and then FP&A in the corporate world. And now I run an FP&A department and asset management firm. And all of those things came as a result of making one choice to walk through a door, to walk down a parking lot and walk through a door. And that's the most incredible thing to me about the choices that we make. We're making choices today. We're making choices every day that will have an impact on our lives and in our lives that there's no possible way that we can imagine the outcomes of. So today, for example, I was driving on my way to work and somebody was turning left from the straight lane when there was a turn lane, and they just got stuck in traffic and they just stopped in traffic. And I was steaming mad for no good reason. Just, you get frustrated when people do things that you don't understand. And I was steaming mad, but my focus today is on doing something that makes me feel better. I want to drive better outcomes, better results in my life. And so I made a choice to take a deep breath. And instead of cursing that person out, I took a deep breath and I said, I'm going to focus on the gratitude that I feel today that I'm healthy and able and have a job that I can go into and have a great experience. I'm going to take today and I'm going to make something great out of today, regardless of what happens around me and in my life. I can't control the things outside of my life, but I can control the things that I respond to. I can control my actions and my experience and drive the results that I'm hoping to achieve just by making a different choice. I don't know what the impact of not getting mad is. Maybe that's the thing that stops me from having a heart attack 10 years from now because I finally learned to let things go and irritations and frustrations and take a deep breath and lower my blood pressure and learn to relax in situations that would otherwise have set me over the edge and let out a tirade of curses and who knows, right? I don't know what the outcome of that is, but I know that it was a moment that I thought today and I made a conscious decision to do something different than what I normally would have done because I want different results. I'm in a great place today and I'm happy with my life and I love every day that I get to experience. But I also know I'm not at the end yet. I'm only just started on my way. I'm on my path and I don't know what the future holds and what the future looks like. But I'm going to do everything that I can in order to get there. And sometimes that just means making small choices, making little decisions that make your life look more like you want it to. Even if you don't know that it will make it look more like you want it to, just taking that moment to do something that's different because what you've been doing hasn't gotten you where you wanted to be. So why not try something different? Why not make a better choice? You don't like how you feel? Do something different. You don't like your job? Try something different. You don't like what you see when you look in the mirror? Take a different action. I woke up this morning and I hate stretching more than most things in the world, but I know that I want to live a long and happy and healthy life, and being able to move is going to be a part of that. So I took 15 minutes this morning and I did some beginner yoga that makes me feel incredibly uncomfortable. And I am learning to love it, but it makes my body feel uncomfortable and it makes my mind feel uncomfortable and it stretches me mentally and physically. And it's something that I haven't learned to love yet, but I know that I want to get to a different outcome. And that's a simple thing that I can take one moment when I wake up in the morning and I can make a choice then, do I want to take this action that I believe will get me closer to where I want to get to? Or do I want to keep taking the same actions that I've taken in the past that leave me feeling stiff and tired and sore and will likely lead me to a place of unhappiness in the future where I may not be able to keep moving. I may not be able to enjoy my life the way that I want to. And I can make a simple choice every single day to do something that gets me a little bit closer to where I want to be. And maybe each individual decision doesn't quite get me there. Maybe each individual decision doesn't matter by itself. But as I make those decisions, as I progress, as I do anything that changes the way that my life is running today, that helps me to do something different and become a slightly different person, is something that is going to help me to achieve my goals. And sometimes that looks like walking down a parking lot and opening a door. Sometimes that looks like taking a deep breath at a traffic light. And sometimes that looks like a really uncomfortable stretching position on the floor of your living room. But no matter what the instance is, no matter what the experience is, there's something that you can do every single day to drive momentum, get you closer to where you want to be in life, turn your ordinary into something extraordinary today, and work hard to get to somewhere better than you are already. Thanks for listening to me talk for the last 15 minutes or so. I appreciate you tuning in. If you like what I've had to say, if you're interested in hearing some more, check out my website, michaeljroach.com. That's Michael, J-R-O-T-C-H. Thanks again for listening, and I appreciate your support. Talk to you again next week.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.